It's 93.9 FM and AM 820 WNYC. I'm Brian Zumhagen. For years, the city and child advocates have been urging state officials to house juvenile offenders from New York City at facilities here in the five boroughs rather than at institutions upstate. Under the state budget deal announced yesterday, the Bloomberg administration will begin to do just that next fall. The Administration for Children's Services will be in charge of overseeing the offenders once they're closer to home. Commissioner Ronald Richter joins us now to talk about why the city believes it can do better with young people than the state. Welcome to WNYC.
Good evening.
Commissioner, why does the city think it's a better idea to hold these offenders in local facilities?
There are two main reasons. And thank you for having me to talk about this. We think this is a wonderful opportunity for the city's young people and their families. The first reason is that instead of having young people, when they commit an offense, be sent hundreds and hundreds of miles away for rehabilitation, this is an opportunity to have our young people, when they have to be confined, be placed close to their families so that their mothers and fathers can be part of their rehabilitation process. The other reason is so that the New York City Department of Education can work with these young people to ensure that they get school credit while they learn during their period of placement.
Now, there's an estimated 400 young people currently in upstate institutions who will eventually be transferred to the city under this arrangement. How old are they and what types of crimes have they committed?
So these are young people who are placed through our New York City family courts, and they are the young people who are placed in non-secure and limited secure placement. And they are generally young people who are placed on misdemeanors and most for nonviolent felonies.
So there are certain types of crimes that the offenders would not be sent to the city if they've committed?
Right. Our youngest people who are charged with the most serious crimes, and those are called juvenile offenders, are handled in our state's criminal courts, and they are treated like adults when they are as young as 13, 14, and 15. Those young people are not part of the governor's Close to Home initiative, and they will not be part of the young people coming closer to home. These are young people who are all handled through our city's family courts.
And what about the issue of recidivism? The state system is often criticized for failing to reform these kids. What will the city do differently to improve the statistics that we've seen on recidivism?
So it's our view that part of the reason that the state has suffered from the recidivism rate that it has is not because the state hasn't tried, because surely they have. We think that the critical component of family not being able to be part of the rehabilitation process for young people who are 14 and 15 years old is a driver of the recidivism rate. So when a young person who's 14 or 15 years old is arrested, charged with a crime, and then, in fact, adjudicated a juvenile delinquent and then separated from their family and the community that they know, it is devastating. And so what we are talking about doing is, instead of having that separation for 7, 8, 9, 10 months when that young person needs their family more than ever, we're talking about having that young person placed, being certain that public safety is considered, but having that young person placed safely, close to their family, so that their parent can be involved in their rehabilitation, in their treatment, in therapy. And the reason that that is so important to reducing recidivism is because the whole reentry process, the reentry of that young person into their community, into their home, isn't reentering after 8 or 9 or 10 months of separation from everything the young person knows and from their parent, but it's a reintegration after the parent has spent a good amount of time working with the young person while they're placed.
Ronald Richter's, we're going to have to end it there. Ronald Richter's commissioner of the Administration for Children's Services on the state's plan to allow juvenile delinquents to serve out their terms in facilities here in New York rather than upstate. Thank you, Commissioner, so much for joining us here on WNYC.
Thank you so much.
This is WNYC.